the Jim Cale Theater. Ooh, that was fine. That was fine. Cover of Stevie Wonder's Superstition there. Before that, what did we hear? The Violent Femmes, Gone Daddy Gone. The greatest encore I've ever seen in my life. Took place in Minneapolis. Well, actually, St. Paul. It was at the Turf Club in St. Paul. Chuck Prophet was there, and he invited his pal, what's his name? Oh, I can't remember his name. He's a local Minneapolis dude who is doing this weird marathon thing he does every year. He plays for, like, I don't know, a week straight without sleeping. Some crazy thing. But he got up, and they did this. It started off as the Violent Femmes, Gone Daddy Gone, and then it went on for like half an hour. It was just turned into the greatest medley ever heard. And then it ended up as Gone Daddy Gone too. It was something to behold. Best encore I've ever seen. Anyways, that was the original there, Violent Femmes. They're coming to town in May, playing their first two albums in their entirety. And artist presale is on today. The password is add it up. The password is add it up. So there. We heard a couple from the Paper Kites from Australia who are in town Friday night at the Jim Cale Theater. We heard I Don't Want to Go That Way, which was a wonderful way to go. That was just such a gorgeous song. And then they rocked it out with June's Stolen Car. That's from their most recent album. Whose name? Nope. I have a big picture of it, but there's no words on it. They don't have the, if their title is on there, it's like red letters on a black background, and you print that out in black and white, and good luck. Anyways, it's the most recent album. And Cor Blund, speaking of most recent albums, from his brand new record, we heard Girl with the Stratocaster. Cor Blund, tonight at the Jim Cale Theater with 49 Winchester opening, doing Stevie Wonder covers, but I don't think they're going to do it. Maybe I'll bring a sign. Yeah. Folk festival lineup's out. Have you seen it? Were you waiting with bated breath like me last Friday when it dropped at 6 o'clock, expecting big things like, I was pretty sure Waxahachie was going to be there. It was like a sure thing, I felt. And of course, there's no way Katy Prewitt and Jake Vaudeland weren't going to play, because they were playing out in Alberta like a few days before. Why wouldn't they come over here? And you knew that Amos the Kid, you know, big hotshot local dude who the kids just adore, you knew they were going to scoop him up and put him on Big Blue, and that was a sure thing. There's like no way that wasn't going to happen. None of that stuff got picked. Nope. None of my oddball, Maverick, Sierra, Farrell, and Rat Boys were really long shots anyway, so I wasn't really expecting them. But, you know, it was in the realm of possibility, but wasn't a surprised at all when they didn't make it to the list. I did have a few picks. I did call a few. Bonnie Light Horseman made it on there. Leith Ross, that's another kind of a gimme. We figured they'd be on there. And Shaky Graves, who is on the bill with Katy Prewitt and Jake Vaudeland out in Alberta. Why they got him and not the other two? I'd much rather see Katy and Jake. I don't know. Some of the kids love the Shaky Graves. Never did nothing for me. But he is on the short, tiny, minuscule list of potential Bruce covers opportunities this summer. Not many. But the big one, which I was pretty sure was going to happen, and in fact it is, Orville Peck playing the Folk Festival this summer, making up the date he welched on last summer due to physical and mental frailties at the time. He's all better now. That's good. And what did we get? What did we get that we didn't expect to get and were wonderful surprises? I don't know. I don't see much. You know, when I first saw the lineup, I thought, it's not so bad. It's not so bad. The more I look at it, I don't know. Cowboy Junkies, I was halfway expecting them to be on the list. I didn't tell anybody, but they were in the back of my head just because I knew they were touring way out west doing a bunch of dates in the summertime. And it's like, well, they haven't been to Winnipeg in so long. It's been like over a dozen years. And made sense. And look at that. They're on there. So it'll be nice. Cowboy Junkies are always great. And Alyssa P, I was pretty sure was going to make an appearance too. I should have put her on my list just so I could have looked good. But she was on my mental list as well. Yeah, what else is there? They're going back to the whole hipster up with people bands. You know, like Band of Horses. I don't hate Band of Horses. I mean, they're okay. You know, at their best, they're okay. They've got great harmonies and stuff. They're kind of like, they're like a better version of Fleet Foxes. I know some kids just love the Fleet Foxes. Snooze City. And Band of Horses are of that ilk, but I like their songs better for sure. And Mount Joy. See, I almost hate Mount Joy. Same thing. Same kind of, same ilk, but worse. And then you got the Pop Factor. You got Miley Cyrus's sisters playing. I mean, she's, you know, quote unquote country. I don't know that she is. Noah, I don't know. Little Miss Britt's excited. And she's excited about Simmel, if that's how you pronounce the guy's name. It's all caps, S-Y-M-L. Simmel. He's not bad, but wow. Not the kind of guy you want to listen to on a big field full of thousands of people. At a tiny little workshop stage might be kind of nice, as long as there's no brass band playing next door. But I don't know. He hangs out with what's-her-face, Lana Del Rey, a little bit. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Last year was so great, wasn't it? The last few years have been so great. And, you know, I'm not going to complain that much this year just because the last few years have been so awesome. Like last year, my favorite folk festival lineup ever. I don't know that anything even came close prior to last year. It was so solid. And it wasn't even as bad as far as conflicts go. Like I didn't have to make too many painful decisions. I thought I was going to have to make dozens of them, but last year was just so great. We'll sit around and reminisce about last year, I guess, while Lucinda Williams and Cowboy Junkies aren't playing. I don't know who else. Yeah, Lucinda's back again. Great. You know, I've seen her a dozen times. I don't mind seeing her again, but Grace Potter. Some people are excited about Grace Potter. She's sort of like she's like Sheryl Crow without any good songs. You know, if that's your thing, that's fine. It'll be fun, I'm pretty sure. And you'll go home and never listen to a Grace Potter album again. I'm pretty sure that's what'll happen. Anything else? There's a handful of things that are interesting for sure, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. But yeah, nice that we're finally getting to see Orville again. Here he comes now on the Twang Trust.
Hitch a ride on my makeup. consider it another man's problem. Yeah, head on wide. Strike gold on my eyelids. Got a sister knows nothing but violence. Yeah, head on wide. Hit you right on my violence. Living fear, got a fever in silence. Yeah, head on.
Oh,
Believe it or not, you'll be able to rock out to that at Birds Hill Park this summer. That was all the way from Australia. A few of those folks here tonight. That was the Grogans. Grogans? I don't know. I like Grogans myself. We're going to go with that for the next couple of months. Maybe my favorite find on the Folkfest roster. It's down and out garage rock most of the time with those guys. Although they're all over the place. They get near to folky at points. They get real spacey sometimes. They got a bit of a psychedelic thing going on. Kind of a Kurt Vile edge to some of it, but they're not quite as stoned as Kurt. But wow. I'm looking forward to rocking at the Folkfest. That whole set was pretty rocking, wasn't it? Cowboy Junkies doing Graham Parsons' Ooh, Las Vegas. You can find that on Graham Parsons' tribute album that came out 100 years ago. Or, more recently, on a Cowboy Junkies covers album. And at the top of that set, Orville Peck with Buffalo Run from his first album, Pony. Yes, indeed. We're going to hear one more from the Grogans here. This was they get mellower than this, even. But I like this one. This is called Stay High. The Grogans coming to a folk festival near you this summer.
Seems good a time, isn't it? many. With a broken heart and a crow in the yard, my love and I leave down the road a ways, the hills ablaze, looking for a reason.
Careful with me. For all the parents who are losing sleep, for all the babies that will come to be, for all the reasons that are ours to know. It's my choice and I'm not alone. For every man who's standing next to me, for queer and trans and non-binary, for everybody with their own body, I will meet you all out in the street. So be careful how you
that song there. I discovered that a few weeks ago, and it's about a year and a half old. It's something some ladies put together down in the States after Roe versus Wade got overturned. And I just discovered it the other day, and it's been on my list of things to play on the show for a while now, and it's certainly appropriate to play it during Women's History Month, and also appropriate because one of the voices you heard is going to be at the Folk Festival this summer. That was a Patty Griffin song called Be Careful. It was headed up by a lady named Maddie Diaz, who, in addition to playing in, what's that dude's name? That British guy everybody loves. You know, that guy. I forget his name. Anyways, she's an artist in her own right, too. But she got together with a couple of friends, S.G. Goodman, who we saw last year at the Folk Festival, one of our faves for sure. That was the second voice you heard. And the third voice you heard will be at the Folk Festival this year, Joy Oladokun. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Oladokun? Oladokun? I don't know. Anyways, we'll figure that out by July, too. And, wow. Huh. Before that, Bonnie Light Horseman with a number called California. And we started that set off with the Grogans again from Australia with Stay High. That's what you need to do. Stay high here tonight on the Twang Trust. Let's check the score in the hockey game. Oh.
Hey, Winnipeg. This is Adam Lowry, and you're listening to The High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Oh, the end of the first period. It's 2-0 for Nashville. Adam, come on. Pull it out. Well, they're, like my kid says whenever we watch a game, they're a comeback team. And I guess they are. So, fingers crossed, Adam, if you ever want to hear your ID played again. I got to go. The whole second half of this show was carefully planned and pre-recorded, and then I didn't bother bringing it with me. So, and I got to go. So, we're just going to listen to the last, 25 minutes of a show from 2021. Looks like a pretty good show. And then Sane will start up. And by the way, the archives are back. The archives are back working here at CKAW. So, but you won't want to re-listen to this show because this wasn't the way it was supposed to be. Once I get home, I'll put together the whole show the way it was supposed to be heard. And you can go listen to that at twangtrust.ca. But yeah, give me till the wee hours, maybe even the morning. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how motivated I am after hearing both kinds of music tonight with Corb Lund and 49 Winchester. And maybe I'll see some of you Sunday. The big record show going on at the Kubota Center this Sunday. The Manitoba Record and Music thing. Convention, show, sale, whatever it is. I don't know. But yeah, I've got some, I've been saving a few really cool new gig posters from days gone by that I've dug up recently. We're going to have a few, some exciting new ones and bunch of records, bunch of CDs, bunch of weird little bits and pieces, and it's just going to be fun to hang out all day. So come on by the Gig Posters 204 table and say hi to me and Little Miss Britt. And Rick's going to be there this year with some of his stuff, some sweet vinyl, some sweet old vinyl. I got to get a sneak preview the other day myself. So, yeah, that's going to be fun. That's Sunday. And we'll be back here next week with God knows what. Oh, I know. Next week we'll be complaining about the fact that next Friday I have two shows going on. I need to be at it the exact same time. I'm still depressed about that. But anyways. 2021, July 21st. It was a good time, wasn't it? Yeah. It sounded kind of like this. We're going to listen to the Twang Trust already in progress. Ever watch Orange is the New Black? That was Big Boo, believe it or not. Leah Delaria. She's a singer too. She's got an entire album of David Bowie covers. It's called House of David, and from it, that was Boys Keep Swinging. Eric Bachman's Crooked Fingers before that, with the old Queen Bowie chestnut Under Pressure. And the guitarist from the Grapes of Wrath before that, Kevin Kane, with his take on Ashes to Ashes, featuring Veda Hilly. Timmy Love, Judas Priest, is the name of that EP. And Ricky Lee Jones' fine rendition of Rebel Rebel from her album Traffic from Paradise. Dave himself with Golden Years from Station to Station, and we kicked it off with Young Americans, rendered by Duran Jones and the Indications. Time now for a trip to Springfield, New York. Did you know there was a Springfield in New York? Well, there is. Population 1,358 at the 2010 census. Nobody's actually from Springfield, New York in this set. But there are some people from Springfield in another state and from New York. And they're all hanging out together on this next cut. This is brand new from a combo known as the Huckleberries. Who are the Huckleberries? Well, it's the partnership of Andy Chernoff from the Dictators and a guy by the name of Rick Orlando. I have no idea if he has any background in music at all, but he's the owner and sole proprietor at Rick Orlando's Richter Scale brand sauces and flavor maker spices, and creator of the Purple Haze hot sauce. They've just put out their debut recording, and it features backup by none other than the Skeletons from Springfield, Missouri. And if you've already had dinner, you might want to reach for a post-meal snack for this one. This is called Born Hungry by the Huckleberries here on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Salty, sweet, hot or sour, I will devour anything you give to me. Well, I was born hungry, hungry as a boy can be. I was born hungry, why eat everything in front of me. I don't need an invitation to eat everything I see. Charcoal, that's the way I roll. I wanna hear it sizzle, watch the fat drizzle. Feeling gumbo, jambalaya, I wanna take you higher. Plate it all up for me. I was born hungry, oh yeah. I was born hungry. And if the beef's well done, I'm gonna scream, scream, scream. So let the juices run.
Fried potato. Get out of my way, boys, I dig you later. I got a date with a big steak plate. What is the name of the place?
What year is that Buick out here, buddy? I think it's a 55. Sue it. Honey, give me some orange.
There's a crazy little place on the west side of town. Got a 5.5 Buick knee deep in the ground. 10 foil balls that go round and round. And I'm a-talking about red. It's a crazy little place where I takes my honey. I feed her real good, don't cost me much money. And everybody always have a lot of funny. And that's down in Red's. I get a hamburger, cheeseburger, lettuce, and tomato. Brown beans, root beer, French fried potato. Get out of my way, boy, I'll see you later. I got a date with a bigger steak of plate. What is the name? Yo.
can take it in, sit down inside. The only thing French on the menu is fried. And I'm talking about Reds. It's a rockin' little place where I eats my lunch. I hang around with the West Side Bunch. There ain't never been no energy crunch. And the reason is Red. I get a hamburger, cheeseburger, lettuce, and tomato. Mountain beans, root beer, French fried potato. Get out of my way, gang. I'll check you later. I got a data with a bigger steak of plate. And what is the name of the place?
Essentially West, riding horses and a rope in cows. Seldom, if ever, a much needed rest. Want to do it later, but have to do it now. Howdy there, little partners. This is your old pal, Bobby Lloyd. And I want to tell you a story today about the greatest bunch of guys a fella could ever call his friends. The cowboys. One day on a large cattle farm, a ranger said to his brother,
"Now hold tight with your left arm, otherwise you'll smother."
Redskins on a tense alert were hiding behind a stone wall, around which they skirt, and several were quite tall. As they changed their position and came into open view, the cowboys had the suspicion that the Indians were more than few. Astride their charging horses, rifles ready for an instant act, there were few additional losses, but great faith in the mental pact. They circled the discovered Redskins and fired several shots at the group. The result? Several more dead skins, less members of that noisy troop. The Indians yelled and danced to the tune of beaten drums, after when they pranced but did not eat breadcrumbs. One ranger said to another,
"Let's go to the local saloon. Even though you're not my brother, your body is swollen like a balloon."
The remaining, all brave, continued with the dance. Their tents were held by stays. One weapon, a long lance.
Johnny, honey, be careful.
It's my red...
the cowboys are essentially West, riding horses and a rope in cows, seldom if ever a much needed rest.
Forever.
Never say never.
Let's get the band back together.
Get off the couch, dust off the gear. Screw the kids, get the calendar clear. We're gonna show them how to do it right. We're gonna do a little rock in the night. Oh, come on!
Get the band back together, yeah. We're all just waiting around to die, we might as well. That's brand new from the Dictators. What's left of them, anyways? Before that, a cut from an LP titled Lyrics by Ernest Noyes Brookings. Ernest Noyes Brookings was a resident of the Duplex Nursing Home in Boston. He died in 1987, but garnered a bit of a following when his writing appeared in a publication known as the Duplex Planet. Just prior to his death, David Greenberger, the guy behind the Duplex Planet, took a bunch of Ernest Brookings' writings, poems and such, and gave them to a whole mess of bands to put music to. One of them was Bobby Lloyd Hicks and the Skeletons, and that was their take on a little thing called Cowboys. Probably politically incorrect at the moment, but hey, it was an old man. He's dead now. Give him a break. Before that, the Skeletons themselves. B-side of a single called Be Gas Accord. And more or less the same band with another name, the Morels, from their great record Shake and Push. And their ode to their favorite greasy spoon known as Reds. The perfect place for anyone born hungry. That was the title of the brand new recording from the Huckleberries, featuring Andy Chernoff and backed up by none other than the Skeletons. And that's just about going to do it here for us here tonight on the Twang Trust. We'll leave you with this one. I'm hoping that this version of this next song we're going to hear is going to be the one that appears on a new DVD release coming out from Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, an archival show. The first time anyone's seen this stuff, they're putting out a full-length concert from the No Nukes show from 1979. Only two cuts have ever appeared in video form release before in the movie for the No Nukes show. But there were actually two nights filmed Neither of them was apparently filmed complete, so they're doing an amalgamation of the two nights to come up with one full set. Now, both nights, this next song was performed, but I'm really hoping this is the one they use. Jackson Browne was on that bill, too, which I think is why Bruce brought this out and brought Jackson up with him to help out on it. But on this particular night, he also brought up Tom Petty, who was on the bill as well. Now, you'll know this one from Jackson Browne's Running on Empty album, but Bruce's take is a little funkier, way closer to the original arrangement by Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. As we fade off into the sunset here tonight on the Twang Trust, we'll ask you to stay. Until next week.
Just to the